Want to attune to lunar vibrations and cosmic cycles? Welcome to the Lunar Lightworker podcast. This podcast will deeply connect you on a whole other level with ancient lunar and cosmic cycles. Align and become as one with the movement and energetic impact of these magnificent planetary bodies. I'm your host, Zoe Whitehead, and I'm passionate about the moon and cosmic cycles and their energetic impact. I'm a soul-led coach and founder of the beautiful Lunar Lightworker membership, my signature program. I work with women who are empathic lightworkers and moon lovers, who have a sensitivity to energy and a curiosity and connection with the moon and cosmic astrological activity. A new episode is released every Thursday. Tune in to get deep moon and cosmic wisdoms and guidance on how to harness these powerful cycles and energy for release, clarity, growth, and spiritual expansion. I'm very happy for you to be here, and I'm grateful for your ongoing support and listenership. If this episode has resonated with you, please subscribe or follow the Lunar Lightworker podcast for weekly episode notification. And come and find me over at Instagram at Lunar Lightworker. Hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Lunar Lightworker podcast. And I have lots to talk about this week because we are obviously in March, and March is one of these fast-paced months. We still have one foot in winter, and obviously one is stepping into spring. It's kind of that transitioning phase, and I really feel this is reflected outwardly in nature. When we look around, you know, the hedgerows are really greening, we've got new leaves coming through, I'm starting to see blossom as well on the trees this week, and the earth, the soil is definitely warming up, although here in the UK we do get the frosty morning and lots of rain, but we can definitely feel that change in the air. And spring is definitely on its way, we're seeing those first signs. And it is about, I feel it's about kind of pushing our head up through the soil and, you know, starting to grow tentatively as nature does, because it takes a risk. I mean, it never knows when there's going to be a frost, which could kill off the plants. So I know gardeners have kind of been holding off. And, you know, we feel the same. I definitely feel that, in that I feel my expansiveness and I want to put things in place and make changes, but part of me is still wanting to slow down, and some days I still feel kind of this kind of sleepiness and not wanting to push myself too much. And I feel it's very normal, and I feel it's, you know, when we align to the seasons, this is how we generally feel around it. But obviously we're stepping more into spring, so we're coming from that inward, more feminine or divine feminine, should I say, energy, to a more masculine outward energy, which is beautiful as well because it's pushing us to take those actions. But obviously we need to make sure it's aligned action. So you see why being intentional around all of this and really feeling into everything before you rush into things is always a good idea. And what I love, this is what I always say, you know, I look at the bigger picture, I look at all the energies and the influences cosmically, the moon as well, and the seasons, and it all weaves together in such a beautiful way, in such a beautiful blend. Because this month is bringing us the eclipse season and March equinox. So spring equinox here in the Northern Hemisphere countries, and obviously autumn equinox in the Southern Hemisphere, but we will all feel this energy. And the eclipse season, I'm kind of, you could probably hear the smile on my mouth as I'm talking, but it definitely brings a kind of like, oh my God, like scattered energy. It's very chaotic. And I feel we're already feeling that a little bit. You know, the shadow phase is looming, is very close. And we're definitely building up to that. But there are other things in play as well. Equinox as well, we'll be feeling that build up in, over the next few weeks. And these are all starting, you know, in this kind of full, more active phases around the 20th, 21st to the 25th of March. And eclipse season will go on well into April as well. So you've probably got about, you know, the next couple of months are going to be pretty intense, definitely. And we need to be prepared for that. And this is why I'll talk in more depth about the eclipse moon kits that are now available, because you're going to need these tools. You're definitely going to need things to keep you balanced, to keep you grounded. Because remember, this is although it's very challenging at times and we feel our limitations rising up, what we're doing is a lot of clearing. A lot of clearing and release so that we can bring a kind of higher version of ourselves into our consciousness, so that we can learn, you know, whatever it is we need to learn, so that we can start to really hold a beautiful space for ourselves and navigate these challenges in a more sovereign way. This is what it's all about. It's practicing to become that higher version of you, to learn to be what you want to be, you know, or you are becoming, you know, this beautiful being here to shine your light, this light worker who is here to hold space for yourself and for others. And we cannot do that if we haven't been deep in the trenches. I mean, this is how I've been feeling this week. That was the term that exactly came to me at the beginning of the week. I was deep in there, in the mud, really feeling my limitations, getting triggered left, right and center, and it wasn't comfortable. And I really had to sit with myself and work with myself and remember who I was and parent myself and self-soothe so that I could get myself through that time. And yeah, it's not easy, is it? And we see our flaws and, you know, we do our reckonings and our realizations. And but what I was so grateful for were the tools that I have, and, you know, that kind of consciousness that I can just get to, you know, by telling myself that this is okay. This, the bigger picture is that this is something that's been gifted to me so that I can see what I need to see and I can move forwards, you know. And the really, for me, it was all about not feeling enough, and I can see where I over-deliver, and I'm a perfectionist, and because I don't feel enough, I don't feel that I, you know, the service, that this is how I feel in my, you know, deep down within me, that sometimes, you know, me being me is not enough, so I have to do more and more, and it can be really exhausting and draining, and I had this kind of situation unfold for me where I realize actually what I do is amazing, you know, and it's more than enough, me just being me. But I had to go through that to realize that, and now I feel in a much stronger position, and I'm really grateful for that lesson. Tough as it was, I am grateful for it with hindsight. So these are the sorts of situations I feel that will be unfolding for you, you know, as you're coming out of those, that winter kind of mode into the spring, and you're looking to take action. You know, you're feeling your expansiveness, you're feeling your growth potential, you want to step into that, but at the same time those frosty kind of situations may come in very unexpectedly and blindside you. They really do blindside you, and this is what we're going to experience more and more with the eclipse season. Now what's interesting as well is that at the moment, this week whilst I'm recording, we're in that dark moon phase, the void, so yes, we feel our insecurities. New moon rise is this Sunday, I believe, rising in Pisces, which is a very spiritual sign, so we'll be feeling our spiritual soul self. So you can see how it's all perfect. But more significantly, and really I was going to start with this, but it just kind of didn't turn out like that. We have Neptune in retrograde. It started its retrograde today, Thursday, the 7th of March. And Neptune is all about the shadow. So shadow aspects, but also our purpose, because the two are very closely linked, obviously, in our dreams and our desires and our higher vision. So it's supporting all of that. But we are definitely feeling our shadow aspects rise, you know, like I said, for me, it's that feeling of not being enough. And it kind of, I can see it in everything that I do. I've never really been able to see it with as much clarity as I have been over the last few months, and especially again this week. I can see it this is the thing, when it's these deep core woundings that we have, it's so ingrained that we don't see it, and we have these kind of things that happen and play out for us to help us to see that. So you know, always be grateful for what comes your way, however hard, however challenging. It's you know, it's these lessons that we need to get us back on track. So yeah, Neptune retrograde, definitely feeling that, because all the shadow stuff is rising up and will continue to rise up. And obviously rising up so you can see it, release more of it, so you can get closer to your purpose and really stabilize within that. So obviously, as I spoke about, the cosmic tools, my moon tools, my eclipse moon kit, which is now available, is going to really come into its own this month and next month, because like I said, with this challenging energy is going to intensify. That there's no doubt about it. It brings a very chaotic, unpredictable feel to it. So you're going to get unexpected things that will just rise up in the blink of an eye, and you know that it's really going to blindside you. I mean, if I've been obviously consciously through many, many eclipse seasons now, because I understand the energies, I can feel it, I can see what's going on. And tools and practices and dedication and commitment to these things really help you to negotiate and navigate these heightened energies. So members, Lunar Lightwork members, obviously you get your Eclipse Moon kits. You know, you get access to that. That's fully loaded in the members portal ready for you. If you're not a member, but you would like to unlock the Eclipse Moon kit, then I will include the link in this week's show notes, and you can get the cosmic heads up. You can know exactly what's going on each day over March cosmically and how that's going to influence you. You have your full and new moon spreads, which are really deep, channeled through questions to help you really get that clarity around what's holding you back and for your way forwards. And you get a deep, deep activation for the full moon, which is obviously the eclipse full moon. And this is something that I recommend that you listen to regularly to keep you grounded and stable and anchored and harnessing, because this is a point, right? These are heightened and challenging times, but also deeply opportunistic, because if you can stay balanced and grounded as much as possible and see the learning from that, you're really going to take quantum leaps in your growth. And as light workers, I know this is what you want, you deeply desire. So yeah, check out the moon kit, the Eclipse Moon kit. The link is in this week's show notes. All right, my lovelies. So don't forget to follow me on Instagram as well, at Lunar Light Worker, and also my Lunar Light community, my private group on Facebook. We would love to see you in there as well. All right, my loves, have a beautiful day. Thank you for listening, and I'll be connecting soon. Bye.